This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Consumers are spending again, but not quite like they used to. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Consumer spending jumped last month a record 8.2%, which is a little curious because personal income fell 4.2%. Both are important numbers. Let's bring in Chris Lowe. He's chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
Consumer spending up 8.2% in May. How much back to normal are we?
Not even close, unfortunately. It is the biggest increase in consumption ever. But to put it into perspective, we are still down about 12% from where spending was in February. So we've got a long way to go.
Down from February, which is not a big spending month to begin with. But, you know, personal income fell 4.2%. How does consumer spending rise when personal income's falling?
Well, that's because personal income jumped in April. April is when most of the aid that was in the CARES Act went out to consumers. And in May, those transfer payments slowed down. The government did still send an awful lot of money to consumers, but it was a fraction of what they got in April. And while income from things like salaries was up, compensation was up, the economy's coming back slowly.
So not the V-shaped recovery that some people were still hoping for.
We're off to a really good start. And if we kept recovering at this pace, the economy would be back to normal probably in 3 months. But it's clear the American people don't believe that's what's going to happen. The other really remarkable thing in the last 2 months was that people saved 32% of their income in April, and they saved 23% in May. And clearly, they're putting that money away until they're sure they have a job to come back to.
All right. Chris Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you, sir. Airline executives today are going to the White House, Marketplace has learned. What is on the in-flight menu, you ask? Reportedly, and probably obviously, coronavirus issues. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins me. Scott, tell us, first off, what are airlines doing these days to coax flyers back, but also keep them safe?
Well, the big airlines say they're now screening passenger temperatures, and news reports suggest they want to ask the government to mandate that. The carriers also make passengers wear masks from check-in all the way to deplaning. But the numbers show just 500,000 Americans are now flying every day. That's one-fifth the normal amount for June. So this, Sabri, is one of the worst downturns ever for the flying business.
Now, the airlines have already received some, you know, $25 billion in recovery money. Are they asking for more?
Well, the airlines are not. Yeah, they did get, as you said, $25 billion in March. And in return, they promised not to lay anybody off through the fall. Though who knows if things will recover by then. The unions representing air industry workers, they are asking for another $25 billion to guarantee their jobs until after the money ends on September 30th. I just spoke to James Carlson. He's spokesman at the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. He says their members already are taking voluntary leaves and work reductions.
The airline workers have stepped up and helped out their companies, and we just want to see this through and do the things that are smart. Because if we just take a hands-off approach to this, we will have a much worse situation on our hands on October 1st.
And finally, Scott, is bailing out airlines considered a good use of the public's money?
Well, every industry calls itself critical. There was a working paper that came out of Oxford last month, and they found long-term, you get a lot of bang for your buck in investing in healthcare and infrastructure, but not so much with airlines.
Marketplaces. Scott Tong, thank you so much.
Sure thing.
The Spanish party island of Ibiza epitomizes European summers spent dancing on the beach to electronic music. But this season, clubs are shut down for the foreseeable future due to COVID-19. Will Ibiza ever be Ibiza again? Jennifer O'Mahony reports.
We're going to Ibiza. Europeans flock to Ibiza for its summer parties. White sand beaches and the world's hottest clubs typically bring 3 million tourists to the island between May and September. For the rest of the year, just 148,000 people live here. Many Ibizans live off the money they make during the summer months for the rest of the year. Tourists spent $17.8 billion in the Balearic Islands last year, where Ibiza is the best-known spot. Now, with COVID-19, stars who made their name in Ibiza's clubs, like the DJ David Guetta, have held remote lockdown sessions to party and raise money for research.
All right, we already have $15,000 plus...
But back on the island, the arrival of summer is causing anxiety rather than celebration. Tony Truman owns 12 businesses on the island, including 2 hotels.
You know, something like 85% of the income on the island is based through tourism, so you can imagine it's a crippling effect if the businesses can't get open this summer.
Spain's government has only just restarted travel to the island, and while bars and restaurants are open with limited capacity, large-scale events are still banned. Some of those who make their living with music, Ibiza's lifeblood, are writing off 2020. David Moss runs a live events company on the island.
Now we'd be starting to do events. Everyone is just switching dates to next year.
6 feet social distancing rules mean that assembling enough people in one place to pay for a DJ or a band just doesn't add up for businesses. Hotels are imposing strict hygiene measures. The $700 a night Nobu Ibiza Bay Hotel has said it will impose mandatory temperature checks, leave some rooms unoccupied to space its guests, and disinfect cars after each use. If and when tourists make it back to Ibiza, a very different island experience awaits them. I'm Jennifer Omani for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.